Well, I am going to share about 10 minutes of just some practical things. It was neat because Crystal talked about how that we have our life. All of us have our life. And the main focus of tonight is 1 Corinthians 11:1, which says, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." So that is the theme of the night, because as we live our lives, we live lives that others can follow. First and foremost, they talked about their children and they prayed for their children. First and foremost, we that have children, we live our lives in a way that, because those are the number one people that we are to train, to serve and know and love and walk with the Lord. And so that's our first responsibility, is to train our children to imitate us, because they will imitate. It was neat. Chase came up to Rick the other day and said, "Hi, man." And we were talking about the fact that, Cameron says "man" all the time. I said, "Well, Marissa says "man" too, so no wonder." You know, our kids learn things just by hearing us, just by seeing us. And so we imitate. Paul was saying, "Imitate me just as I also imitate Christ." This is mentoring. Now, the three things that I'm going to share are by all means not an exhaustive list when it comes to mentoring. It's just the three things that I felt led to share on tonight. If we truly value Jesus and how he told us to live, then we will imitate him, but he has also given us others to learn from. And as Rick said this morning, mentoring involves relationship. So 1 Corinthians 4:15-17, you can stand. We're going to read those verses in the New Living Translation. And this is Paul talking to the church at Corinth. And he said, "For even if you have 10,000 others to teach you about Christ, you have only one spiritual father. For I became your father in Christ Jesus when I preached the good news to you. So I urge you to imitate me." So he says it here again, because he says it again later in 11:1. "That's why I have sent Timothy, my beloved and faithful child in the Lord. He will remind you of how I follow Christ Jesus, just as I teach in all the churches wherever I go." So you can be seated. So Paul was not afraid to ask others, believers, to follow him. We should be living lives that others can follow. So if we see things in our life that if other people are doing it or not doing it, then we need to change those things so that we can live a life that others can imitate. Especially our physical children, like I talked about, and our spiritual children. So I want to give you, like I said, three things. Number one, if you put up the first PowerPoint, this might seem obvious, but be a good listener. Notice down here, it says, "Good listeners, let the speaker finish his words. Poor listeners can't wait to interrupt," because they're not really listening. They're thinking about how they're going to respond. And this is true in any relationship, but a mentoring relationship. Now, they are talking about friendship evangelism, and friendship evangelism, you mentor, but you first have to gain a friendship with this person and then share the gospel through that friendship. And so whether we're talking about like a Paul and Timothy, which Timothy was already a believer, and Paul became Timothy's mentor. He showed him how to grow in his relationship in the Lord. Listen, this is important. We need this in the church. Just because somebody gets saved and they have said a sinner's prayer doesn't mean that they know all there is to know about Christianity. People need mentors, and we as Christians need to be willing to mentor. So be a good listener. Now, I'm talking to the mentors first, because if you're going to be a good mentor, you need to be willing to listen to the person whom you are mentoring, because they need to be able to share about their life in order for you to know what's going on and be able to talk to them. So if you always do all the talking, then you're not going to know what's going on in their life. Like Daniel was sharing, people need to have the opportunity to ask questions. And then we need to ask them questions and be able to hear what's going on in their lives. You learn about people. You learn where they are. You learn what's going on with them. You learn what their struggles are. You learn where the areas that they need to grow and the areas that they need prayer. And so be a good listener. There's a saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. But a word to the wise, to the mentee. If you want to be mentored, then you need to be a good listener too. Sometimes the mentee, we as the mentee can be so desperate to impress the person that is our mentor that we just talk the whole time and we don't listen to the person who's trying to teach us. So I have had to learn this because I've had, you know, a lot of really good mentors over the years, and you get so excited. You want to tell them all that you know, but I need to hush so that I can listen to what they have to say. So be a good listener. Number two, give specific instructions. Will you put up the next PowerPoint? Give specific instructions on how to live life. Listen, a lot of the things in the Christian life, we just assume that people know, but they don't. Like, they don't know, like, where do I start in my Bible? And how much of my Bible should I read? And what do I do? You know, how do I study my Bible? What does that look like? You know, just basic things. 1 Corinthians 10:27-33 in the New Living Translation. 'Cause this, we not only need to give people instructions on spiritual things, but just on life things, on just how to raise your kids and what to do, you know, in life. And so Paul gives specific instructions to the Corinthian church here. He says, and we're going to lead, the reason I'm reading these verses is because these verses lead up to 1 Corinthians 11:1, which is imitate me as I imitate Christ. So we need to look at the context in the Bible, of course, because the chapters weren't there when Paul wrote it. I mean, he wrote 1 Corinthians as a whole letter. And so these are the verses that came up to 11:1 where he said, imitate me. So verse 27-33 in the New Living Translation says, if someone who isn't a believer asks you home for dinner, accept the invitation if you want to. Eat whatever is offered to you without raising questions of conscience. Because back in those days, meat being offered to idols was a big problem in the church. That's not really an issue that we deal with here, but we can learn from the concept. Paul was giving them practical advice on how to live their lives, on what to do if somebody invites you over to dinner. Do you eat the meal that's offered to the idol? We need to give people specific instructions. If you want to eat whatever's offered to you without raising questions of conscience, but suppose someone tells you this meat was offered to an idol, don't eat it out of consideration for the conscience of the one who told you. It might not be a matter of conscience for you, but it is for the other person. For why should my freedom be limited by what someone else thinks? If I can't thank God for the food and enjoy it, why should I be condemned for eating it? So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. Don't give offense to Jews or Gentiles or to the church of God. I too try to please everyone in everything I do. I don't just do what is best for me. I do what is best for others so that many may be saved. So he's explaining to people, to those in the church, listen, you don't just live your life for yourself. Even if you have freedom to do certain things, you're aware of other people that are watching you and what your life speaks to them and where they are spiritually. So then he continues, imitate me just as I also imitate Christ. And so we have to give people in specific instructions. Now, as we're being mentored, because we should be both. We should be, if we're old enough to mentor somebody spiritually, then we also still need to be being mentored. And this is an important part of being mentored, is be teachable. Listen, we can all, Rick talked about this, so I'm not going to belabor this point, but we can't teach somebody who refuses to learn. You can give them information, but not understanding. Because understanding comes from God. Job 12:13 says, but true wisdom and power are found in God. Counsel and understanding are His. Humility leads to understanding. So if we want to have understanding, we need to get it from God, and we need to be humble in order to get it. So we need to be humble and we need to receive instruction and be teachable. Number three, the last one, share personal victories and what God taught you through them. Some of the most encouraging things that you can hear from your mentor is, I have been through what you're going through and this is how I got through it. Now, we haven't all been through exactly the same battles, but many of the battles that we face boil down to the same issues, hurt or unforgiveness or trust or fear or all of these things that we struggle with. And so share the personal victories and what God taught you through them. Now, this is very important for us as mentors. It is not just about our wisdom. It's about saying the right thing at the right time. So we have to always be listening to the Holy Spirit and only share what He leads us. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 5, I love these verses because they are so encouraging to me and remind me how to do this the right way. I think I'm in the New Living Trans or the New King James Version. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. As Daniel and Crystal were talking about, our whole life needs to be to show the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives and in the given opportunities to speak the right word at the right time. And we do that as our ears tuned into the Holy Spirit, not as I have all of this wisdom and experience and knowledge already, and I'm just going to give it all to you. We have to be Spirit led. We have to be listening. We have to be, it not make it about us, because as mentors, we can make it about showing off our wisdom and how much wisdom and experience we have. But it shouldn't be about that. It should be about the power of the Holy Spirit. And the power of the Holy Spirit is shown as I share what God brought me through. This is the struggle that I had. And that is humbling to say, listen, I have struggled with exactly what you're struggling with. I have struggled with fear. I have struggled with doubt. I have struggled with, you know, whatever it is. And this is how God brought me through it. The last verse, John 16, 12 and 13, Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. For He will not speak on His own authority, but whatever He hears, He will speak, and He will tell you things to come. Many times the Lord has used this verse with me. I feel like sometimes the Holy Spirit has used it to speak to me, because there are things that God doesn't, in His great mercy, doesn't deal with all of our issues at once. Because if He showed us all of our issues at one time, we would probably just give up. Like, we just forget it. You know, there's no hope for me. He doesn't. He shows us issues and then gives us the strength to overcome them. So we have to be aware that we don't do that. Well, you know, these are all the things. You got all these problems that you need to deal with. I have many things to say to you, but you can't bear them now. We need to give tidbits that the Holy Spirit is leading us to say at the right time what He's leading us to say. Because the cool thing is, if somebody has a relationship with the Lord, and as was shared earlier, even if they don't, and the Holy Spirit is dealing with them, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, He guides into truth. He is the one who can bring questions and things about. So, praise the Lord. That's how we do it. Let's close in prayer. Father, thank You for Your faithfulness to us. Thank You, God, for what You're doing in the Hovey's family, God, and just how You're leading their lives, God, and what You're doing overseas, Lord. And we just pray that as we offer ourselves to You, God, that we would be obedient to say and do and live and teach, so that we would live lives that others could imitate us. And God, those that, as we need to be mentored, that we would consistently be learning from others who have walked with You longer than we have, so that we can continue growing. In Jesus' name, amen.